Have you wondered how to fit in as a Christian girl in today's society of excess and seduction? Well, God desires to raise you up in beauty, splendor, and purity. So stay tuned as Lisa and I discuss how God wants to reveal the princess inside you.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome their daughter, Kelly Copeland, and her special guest, Lisa Bevere, to today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. You know, I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered how can, you know, God asks us to live a life of purity. Have you ever thought, God, how in the world that we live in today, I just think it's too hard. He must not expect us to live as pure as he used to expect people. Well, you know what? He does expect us to live pure, but he never asks of us something that he's not willing to help us live it out. He has given us the tools to live it out. He's given us the Spirit of God. And you know what? As importantly, he's given us the wisdom of God. And we have the wisdom of God here this week in the form of Lisa Bevere.
No pressure.
No pressure, Lisa. But it's true. There's such wisdom in you. And I think, you know, we talked yesterday, you didn't even know that the wisdom of God was in you for girls.
No.
I'm sure if someone said, can you tell me how to raise a boy? You would have said, absolutely, sit down.
Yes, absolutely.
You could do that. But the wisdom of God was in you for women and for girls. And, you know, God would love to capture you and capture your heart as a girl. He would love to, actually, whatever age you are is when he would love to capture you. But how much easier is it to live our lives correctly from the beginning, or at least get ourselves straight before we're 50?
You know,
it's much easier.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on right now, because I'm 47. I'm like, okay, before 50. But you know what you're saying, Kelly? You know, you're saying you're always God's daughter. You may become a mother. You may become a grandmother. But you always begin as a daughter. And so I think we've always got to have those daughter issues settled in our heart. We've got to know who we are and why we are and what we do and why we do it. And God right now has a very specific attention on the women. Mm-hmm. And he is raising up his daughters all over the earth in beauty and in splendor and in purity and in power. And they are bringing their portion to the body. They are bringing their gifts before God. And he wants a people that are holy and pure and that are passionate. And I love that we are saying, you know what, you really can live pure now. It isn't some archaic idea. It wasn't something that God said, well, that was before MTV and that was before, you know, all the pornography on the internet. He is saying you can walk holy, you can walk blameless, you can walk strong before God. And I do have a heart for that. You and I both share this heart to see this next generation rise to this level that they just are anointed in the presence of those that just see and they say, these people are set apart. They are God's people. They are God's sons. They are God's daughters. And part of the reason why I minister to women is probably selfish. I live with 5 men, and I just need to travel to collect estrogen. But I also am trying to raise up princesses, because I've got 4 princes at home, and I want to see these sons and daughters do things that we never had opportunity to do. And, you know, you and I were talking yesterday about when I met with the youth girls, number one question I got from them was, how far can we go? How far can we go with our boyfriends? And the Holy Spirit answer that I got was that they could go as far with their boyfriends as they are comfortable doing in the presence of their fathers. And that means that we do not arouse or awaken love. There's no lust in the presence of my father. My father was not saved. And if I was down and with a boyfriend in our basement and he did not hear activity like playing ping pong or pool or something, he would say, hey, I'm not hearing anything. What is going on down there? My dad was watching out for me, even though he wasn't a Christian. But the great thing is, even if we don't have a natural father that understands God's principles, we have a heavenly father that is watching over us, not to judge us, not to say, don't do that, but to protect our virtue, because our virtue is so important to God. Our virtue is our strength. It is our force. It is our ability to give life. And there's a generation of young girls that need to know that God is not watching them, condemning them. He is watching them to wash them and protect them and empower them.
That's a powerful distinction.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. One is, of course, a letter, and one is, of course, a relationship. The number 2 most frequently question I got as I kept going through my little 3x5 cards from these 800 girls was, is it okay to dress seductively? How much skin can I show at any one time? That was at the beginning of the, we're showing the midriff thing, we're piercing the belly button, we're showing, we're trying to see how low we can get it, how high we can get it, how low we can get our pants, how high we can get our pants. And I remember saying to these young girls, hey, are you asking me if it's okay to dress seductively? And they're like, yeah, great, she's getting it. I'm like, sure, that's awesome. If you want to dress seductively, you go right ahead. If you want to attract a pimp, you go right ahead and dress like a hooker. I said, but if you are looking for a prince, he is going to come looking for a princess. And packaging is power. And it really is time that the Christian women begin to set the standard for this. Because all over the world is crying out for beauty. They're crying out for something that declares heaven on earth. And the daughters of God need to really begin to set the standards. Modesty isn't just about being covered up. It's about a lot more than that. And, you know, when I get to travel on airplanes, and you probably have seen the same thing, I get little windows into how people see Christian women. I sit down. I usually fly in first class because I have 1.5 miles on American. And they say to me, oh, so you're a flight attendant? No, I'm not. So what are you doing? Oh, well, I'm a Christian author. And they say, so what do you write on? Well, I have a whole lot of fun. I'm like, well, I write on eating disorders. I write about sexual purity. I write about anger issues. And so they're like, wow. And so they start talking to me. And then I tell them that I'm a minister. And they're like, you're a minister? And I'm like, I am. And they're like, you don't look like a minister. And I say, really? What does a minister look like? Do you know, it is never a flattering description that I get back. Either they're overdone or they are just frumpy. Christian women should be beautiful, but we should be modest. We should set the trends. We should not follow the trends. We need to make over the image of a Christian woman to be women that say, you know what? I'm going to find who I am in God. And then I'm going to dress for that role. The Bible says that God wrote every moment of our life in his book before a single day began. That means that each of us has a role to play on this earth. I sat down a long time ago and I looked around and there were so few examples of Christian women that I could see that I said, yeah, I could be her, or yes, I could model. Your mom was one of them. She was just beautiful and classy, but I was like, she's elegant. I fall all the time. The first time we hosted somebody, I like knocked out the husband of Mrs. America. I mean, I was just completely a mess. I was like, okay, what can I do? I sat down and I said, who do I want to be? Who am I? Who did God make me? I'm not going to pose anybody else. I'm going to find out who I am. And I thought, you know, I'm an adventurer. I like to surf. I like to hunt. I like to ski. I like to ride motorcycles. I'm going to wear leather. And I'm going to wear jeans. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to come into a box. I need to be who I am. I need to be authentic. And being a Christian woman is being authentic to who you are and whose you are. That when people see me, they say, there's something different about you. We are bound. You are free. You walk in and you're not dressing like everybody else. You're dressing like who you are. And young girls need to know that the Christian realm, the Christianity, shouldn't make them ugly, shouldn't make them frumpy. They should be more beautiful as Christian girls than people in the world. The world has done a really good job of connecting our daughters with seduction. Mm-hmm. While the church has failed to connect them with beauty. And so we need to tell our young girls and the women my age, you're beautiful. You don't have to try to look like you're 15 when you're 45. You don't have to have breasts larger than your head. You don't have to be distorted. You can be who you are. You need to be the best version of you. And we need to authenticate what we really believe.
But Lisa, because they don't know who they are, mm-hmm. and all the world tells them is what they ought to look like, yeah. You know, all this movie star or that movie star or, you know, this rich person.
Right.
And they see these things on TV and, you know, sadly, mothers promote it. You know, mothers, oh, you look so cute like so-and-so. Oh, let's buy so-and-so, the lipstick so-and-so wears. And mothers totally promote that. Yeah. And then and there was a Barbie doll, a new Barbie doll, and she's like the celebrity bling Barbie, and she had skinny, out of proportion legs and arms,
even
and
more
a great
so than the
big head.
One.
No, she's anorexic, built after these celebrities who are anorexic, and those are for girls, like 6-year-old girls. And so there's this message is coming at them.
It's an image that the whole world wants us to bow down to, an image that they're erecting, that we would conform to their image instead of the image of Christ. And we have allowed the image of the world to impress itself on us more intimately and more deeply than the image of Christ.
So how can a girl understand, first of all, they have to understand who they are.
Right.
How can she do that? And how can she see the image that God has for her and not look at and not be influenced by the image that the world says she should look like?
Well, the first thing they actually have to do is kind of push away the false images. Because when you're looking at the magazines every day, you're not going to get something. So literally when I started this process, I pushed everything away. And I said, you know what? I want God, you to point and you to paint who I am in me. God, I've lost all perspective. When I was in the world, I was a heathen. I didn't wear bras. I didn't wear this. I came into the church and they didn't say, baby doll, now you don't have to dress like that to have value. They judged me. They looked at me and said, does she have a bra on? Does she have a slip on? Does she have pantyhose on? You know, pantyhose are not Christian. They're just tight, stretchy stuff. If we want to wear it, that's fine, but it doesn't make us holy. And so, you know,
it could make us look better.
It could make me. My husband, the first time he saw me in pantyhose, he said, does that hurt? Like, you know, afterwards, is those lines going to go away? You look like you've been severed. But, you know, I mean, I'm believing that pantyhose cause cellulite and that we need to get rid of them. I think
yeah,
they're just wrong.
Sounds
but,
good.
But we need to say, what is really truth? And what is just our preferences?
What does God care
about?
Yeah,
God really doesn't care about certain things. And so I had to sit down and say, I have been completely made over into the image of the world. And then I came into the church. And to be honest with you, Kelly, I got made over into the image of the church. And, you know, I got scared and I never felt like I was good enough. I never felt like I was holy enough. I never felt like I was, you know, I had to dress like everybody else, but I never had enough money or I had to do this. And then finally I had to say, enough. I need to be me. And I said, God, begin to show me who I am. Begin to show me who I am in you. And begin to show me who I am on this earth. Because each of us are uniquely crafted to be individuals. You know, I love the fact that real diamonds have flaws. CZs don't have any flaws, and they're fake. God takes our flawed things, our quirks, and they are cheap. He takes our quirks, and he uses those things to express a perfect gospel to a dying world. And so we need to be able to be who we are. And so I try to empower the young girls. Okay, this modesty is about not showing too much, not packaging yourself cheaply. Not because when guys see girls that are packaged cheaply, what they hear and what they see is, wow, I can use her, and when I'm done, I throw her away. But girls that are packaged with value and in a beautiful way, say they communicate something completely different to the guys. When my son Alexander was about 8-9 years old, we were going through the checkout line in the grocery store, and it was really kind of a funny experience for me. He did not do well in school. I spent most of my time apologizing to teachers, and the only thing that seemed to scare him was teachers and homework and assignments. And so he kind of backed into me. My kids used to back into me when they're afraid. They just kind of back into me. And so I was looking around for a teacher to apologize to. I'm like, we worked on the spelling words for an hour. You know, I'm so sorry. What did we do? And he was like, no, it's not a teacher. There's not a teacher. He goes, it's that woman. And I was like, what woman? He goes, on the magazine. And I turned. And there was a woman, it was either like InStyle or Cosmo, and she was like completely distorted. The breasts were up to the collarbone. She was, you know, and he said, she looks like she wants to eat me. And I said, she does. You know, and so a young man is saying, the seductress wants my strength. But she wants to take something from me. And so men try to conquer those women, but they don't want to share their life with them.
That's got to be freaky for a boy, though, to see that coming from a 13-year-old yep. girl. Like, she wants
exactly.
to eat me.
Exactly.
And it's
exactly.
really sad like, that it's there.
Yeah, exactly. But so we need to say, what are we communicating to the men? Are we appealing to their basis level? Are we making them feel like they have to conquer us? Because I don't
or
know
run.
About you. Yeah, run. Because I feel like most men and women right now are saying, we want to do life together. We want to encourage each other in strength. We want to, you know, express each other's values. So I tell the young girls, it needs to be appropriate. You know, you don't wear a halter top to a praise-a-thon. You know, you don't wear a bathing suit to youth. You wear bathing suit at a swimming pool, and you don't wear it at out in public. You know, there's just different things. And so what's modest in one setting might not be modest in another, and it just has to be appropriate. It says it with propriety. It says with modesty. It says not to worry about all the outward stuff, but the inward heart is supposed to be transformed. And then that, if that's transformed, it directs how you dress. I have this really cool thing in here. This young girl said, when I first got saved, I dressed for men and to make other women jealous. Competition. Why are we dressing? Are we dressing to intimidate other women? Are we dressing to seduce men? What is our motive behind why we're dressing? And so I don't want to tell women, you can't wear this, you can't wear this, you can't. We don't need rules. We need to be children that understand that we're children of God. So everything ultimately has to do with the why, the motive, the honoring of a father. When I go through my clothes, I say, okay, you know what? What expresses me and what honors him? And we just need to be a generation that does that. This girl said, when we first looked at the video, it caused a lot of things to be brought to the surface. Heart motives, old behavior patterns and mindsets. We had a great discussion. This is a bunch of youth girls. This is not moms doing this. Why we wear what we do and how to maintain our individuality and our God-given personality while being modest. See, rules always deals in the extreme. You can't wear this, you can't wear this, you can't wear this. God doesn't want an extreme people anymore. He wants a holy people. He wants people that say, you know what? I want to dress in a way that completely honors you. And so we need to be people that drive. I love this quote by Kenneth Cole. It says, dress the part unless you don't want it. If we are daughters of God and we want that part, we need to dress for that. Actresses and actors, they study out a character they're going to play, a role they're going to play, and they get in character, and they get in costume, and they think that person, they live that person. We need to be those kind of people where we get into the Word of God, and we let it change us and transform us from the inside out. We need to tell the young girls, you know what, you can wear anything you want, but you know what? You're going to be sending the wrong messages because you can be powerful or you can be cheapened. A lot of girls, they don't even know who they are anymore. They're so busy posing this person and this person. And you know, it's kind of interesting right now because most of the heroes are in rehab, are falling down drunk.
Prison.
I mean, prison. There's all sorts of crisis that's going on. And so these young girls, they have everything, and they would do anything for a mother that said, you know, baby, you're beautiful. You do not have to dress like that. You are lovely. You do not have to display that. You can recover yourself. We get so upset about what we see happening with the women in Islam, how they're covered in shame and how they're just cloaked in shadow. But yet we, American women, we shame ourselves. We strip off our clothes and cover ourselves with licentiousness and lasciviousness. And God is saying, you know what? Come apart. Be separate. Be holy. Inspire other people to be the same.
He said, I don't want to be your God. Mm-hmm. He wasn't saying be holy so that
you can be good.
You can be good. Yeah. He said, come out from among them. Mm-hmm. I will be your God. You're going to be my people. Can you hear God saying, yay,
yeah.
I'm going to be your God. Right. You're going to be my people.
Yeah.
He's excited about you. He wants you to step into this place where he can move in you, move through you. And all this junk is just getting in the way. And you know, God, I think people are afraid, Lisa, to be honest with themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we know why we dress. Mm-hmm. And if we put something on that is seductive or whatever, we know why we did it. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be honest with ourselves about it. But if you'll just get honest with yourself every morning, Lord, why am I putting this on? Lord, does this please you? Mm-hmm. That's a great question to ask.
Yeah.
Till you begin to really understand in your heart and you know what pleases the Lord. Lord, does that outfit please you? Mm-hmm. That'll clean your wardrobe up real quick. Because I know.
And I went through my wardrobe. And I went through every single item. And sometimes you need to take a friend. In the curriculum, I actually have this whole exercise. Go through it with your friends. And some things we think look so great on us, our friends are like, I'm so sorry. That is really not that cool. And, you know, women out there, you don't live in sweatsuits. You need to be attractive for your husbands. We're not talking about being frumpy and looking grumpy and wearing no shape things. You need to be attractive, but you shouldn't be seductive to other men. And so we need women that are going to just say, you know what? I want things that bring out who I am and age appropriate. But yeah, going through your whole closet saying, you know, and give away things. There are so many people that have need of things mm-hmm. that we have, that we are hoarding, and just give those things away. But yeah, we need to be a generation that just says, we're going to walk in something more and something higher, and not confuse people where they look at one thing and they're confused by the way we dress and then what we say.
Yeah, what comes out of our mouth doesn't match. Okay, I have a great assignment. How about this? Moms and daughters, make an agreement. We're going to go through each other's closet.
Yeah. The moms
daughters, don't you just want to throw away some of your mother's stuff? You know you do. You want to tell her. I mean, thankfully, my girls say, you know, throw that out, Mom. That's no good. That looks ugly. That looks frumpy. That looks old. But on the other hand, are you willing to submit your wardrobe to your mom?
Awesome.
That's a great assignment for y'all tonight. Just go do that. You could have some fun, but just agree together that you're going to walk in love and not get mad at each other. But, you know, let moms take some wisdom from your daughters. Listen to them on their fashion sense. It's kind of fun. But then daughters, listen to your moms. You know, they want you to go out and they want you to be set apart. They want you to present that picture of the living daughter of God. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Cleanness, I mean, total cleanness of the body. I mean, this is his temple and you need to take care of it. And he said, no fornication, no adultery. I mean, it's just cleanness to me, period. It's cleanness.
Stopping at the line before you cross it, which even means holding hands, in my line. It, not just physical purity, but also like mental purity. Just keeping your mind away from things that don't matter. Like things on the internet. I know that's like a really big step, but like even not looking at those things, not even having an open door, reading books that don't have correct Christian influences in them, being hanging out with friends that aren't who Jesus would be. Things like that. Just staying pure in every sense.
Sexual purity isn't about rules. It's about freedom and power. Freedom to focus on Christ and the power to fulfill God's purpose in your life. It's time to take back what we've given away. The Kiss the Girls curriculum package by Lisa Bevere is designed for youth, but also for women of all ages who long for greater intimacy with Jesus and need to embrace God's healing and restoring love. The Kiss the Girls curriculum package contains the best-selling book, Kiss the Girls and Made Them Cry, an interactive workbook, poster, and two DVDs with four lessons, plus a question and answer segment where Lisa openly and honestly answers relevant and poignant questions. The Kiss the Girls curriculum package will strengthen those who've chosen purity while encouraging those who've made a decision to start anew. Lisa Bevere will help you discover the strength, honor, and splendor awaiting you. No matter what your past, there is love and beauty in your future. Order your copy of the Kiss the Girls curriculum package. The cost for the full curriculum is $69.99 and includes the DVD teaching that is ideal for Bible studies and group discussions. You may also purchase the book and workbook package separately for $24.99. Order today. Log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192.
Lisa, girls are hungry for something different, aren't they?
They are. And you know what, Kelly? Once you just awaken it in them, you know, they really do want to make the changes. They all really want to actually be the best woman they could be for their time on earth. You know, it's just, they just don't want judgment. And they just don't want criticalness. They want to know how to be empowered to walk in something more. And they want somebody to really respect them enough to understand that they have the ability to make some of those decisions. I have an amazing testimony right here from this beautiful young teenage girl in New Zealand. And it just really says it all. She says, I have never looked better. And I give God the glory because I am now clothed with strength and honor. I am clothed with him and the anointing is better any day than anything the world can come up with. All the hardness is gone. Sin really contorts people and changes them physically. But allowing Jesus to get involved in your wardrobe, which is what we are talking about, and overall appearance, while he is doing a work on the inside, is the best possible makeover ever. You know what? The world is completely enamored with the concept of a makeover. And it's, I really believe it's a God thing. Mm-hmm. Because each of us, especially Christians, are destined for the most extreme makeover that this world could ever imagine. We don't get young, we get new. And so we need to really begin to manifest this on earth.
We do, and it's very foolish to think it's just going to happen. It's foolish to think, okay, my girls are going to get this by going to a good church, and they've got good friends, so they're just going to get this.
Yeah, they need to be resourced.
They have to hear something different than what they're faced with. So Lisa's, our product offer this week is Kiss the Girls and Made Them Cry. We've got her book. It's a great book. You can read it together. And we also have this curriculum. And, she answers questions like, is it okay to dress sexy? Are men our problem? Is sex outside of marriage okay? Our girls need to hear it. It's not about do's and don'ts, but it's about restoration. So I want you to be sure and get this. And if you can get this curriculum and get it into your girls' lives, not just one girl, but many. Do as many as you can.
You need to gather girls.
You do. And then those girls will change other people's girls' lives. That's just the way girls are. So we want you to get this. Father, we thank you for these daughters and these mothers, and thank you for showing them a different kind of way to live, showing them your way to live. In Jesus' name. This is Kelly Copeland and Lisa Bevere reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year. Couldn't make it to the Believers Conventions this year? Then log on to our free webcast at kcm.org and catch up on what you missed.
As soon as love begins to manifest in my life, then I know as I'm known. As soon as love is perfected in my life, as soon as that which is perfected is manifest in my life, the fear leaves. The love of God rises up on the inside of me, and I begin to see face to face. Get up! Get up! Get up and declare my word, saith the Lord. For your victory is at hand in greater measure than ever before. Not because of greater work and labor on your part, but because of your faith in the blessing, and your inheritance is at hand. Rise up and head through the door. This is the hour of your victory. You will not fail it.
Your door is open. Come out for an intimate time together in God's Word with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's time for the 2007 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join us from the 8th to the 10th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, visit us online at kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
When John and I first met, now I had measured my whole life by who I dated. When John and I first met, he was like, you're the one for me, I want to marry you. And I was like, you know what? I'm taking a break from guys for a while because my whole life has been who I've dated or whose daughter I was. And I need to connect with my Heavenly Father or I will be no good to you, because I was so fragmented by everybody I dated and everybody that I became. You know, I became this woman for this man and this woman for this man and this woman. I didn't even know who I was anymore.